type in the year Bitcoin hits 1 million, what's TJ's year prediction? Is it the 20s, the 30s, the 40s?
I could see it. You want a bullish, most bullish scenario? I could see it by 2029.
2029? Okay, okay. Yeah. We get the wow, two cycles. I mean, that is probably the most bullish 2029. I would say 32, 33. That, yeah, I'm going to say that's the 30s.
That's the obvious pick. The obvious pick would be the next cycle after that. But I like let's go a little bullish. You know what I mean? We got banks collapsing all the time.
In the 20s.
Like, got to go somewhere.
All right. Maybe in the 20s. That would be the roaring 20s for the crypto industry. They would look back at this 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And instead of like flappers, it's like we're wearing like bad NFT outfits. And they're like, why do people dress in these weird suits? Only it's going to be like, why do they dress in these weird ape hoodies all the time? Guys, it was just it was the roaring 20s. All right. Well, this is the guy who's saying this is hitting $1 million. And not only is he putting his money where his mouth is, he's going to lose $1 million if it doesn't hit $1 million. Me and AJ actually were in disagreement because his original tweet talking about Balaji, his original tweet just said U.S. will hit hyperinflation in 90 days. I'll bet you $1 million to one Bitcoin. You just got to put up a Bitcoin. I'll put up $1 million. Then he kind of changed the bet and said, no, Bitcoin's hitting $1 million. Let's get into it. This isn't some idiot either. This is Balaji. I try to say his last name correctly. Srinivasan, I believe. But he is the former Coinbase CTO. I don't say this lightly. He's one of the top two thought leaders that I really look to when it comes to, you know, making some non-conformist bets of the future. You know, he's betting against the grain and it pays to be, you know, right when everyone else is wrong. You don't want to be right when everyone's right, you know. So he made some bold predictions in January of 2020. People called him crazy. A lot of that came true. Now he's making another bold prediction. This time it's about Bitcoin. He says Bitcoin will reach $1 million within 90 days due to hyperinflation in the United States. He said he made a millionaire bet over it over the next 90 days, predicting he'll hit it by June 17th. It was initiated with a pseudonymous user, James Medlock, and he offered to bet anyone that $1 million US would not experience hyperinflation. A few hours later, the CTO accepted the bet. Sir, I believe we have ourselves a deal. Under the proposed term, if Bitcoin fails to reach a million by the June 17th, he wins $1 million of stablecoin and the one Bitcoin. But if it is worth at least $1 million, then Balaji keeps the Bitcoin and the $1 million he put in USDC. He explained, you buy one Bitcoin, I send 1 million. This is 40-1 odds as Bitcoin is worth around 26K. So 25K would be 45 Bitcoin equals $1 million. The term is 90 days. Other Twitter users helped set up the smart contract with the betting terms. And he disclosed he'd move another million for another wager. So he actually bet two different people $1 million. They made it based on the different views of the U.S. economy's future amid this ongoing uncertainty regarding its banking system. This is his thesis argument. There's an impending crisis that will lead to the deflation of the US dollar and thus to a hyperinflation scenario that would take Bitcoin's price to 1 million. Medlock, on the other hand, is bearish about upcoming hyperinflation in the country. Meanwhile, we're at 27. You know, I opened a short at 20K. Then I saw this. I'm like, God dang it, Balaji. Why are you doing that to me? The one time I felt good about a short, because I'm always leaning bullish. I've been saying, hey, you know, the 28.5 levels you got to look out for. A lot of exit liquidity there. I don't know. Now, what are your thoughts on that? I do think hyperinflation very likely, but Bitcoin's price doing a 40x in this amount of time just seems a little unrealistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a joke. I mean, I know he knows what he's doing. I think it's mostly for, you know, everybody's saying his name now. All of a sudden, nobody knew what his name was at all not too long ago. So for $1 million over 90 days, he can get his name out there. But yeah, hyperinflation is going to be a thing. It's not going to happen in 90 days. They've delayed it this much. They've delayed it this long. They've still got a few tricks up their sleeves. I know they've got, you know, we're moving towards hyperinflation for sure. We've got daily swap lines open now instead of weekly swap lines. So things are not looking good long term for the dollar. That being said, I don't think it's going to fall apart in 90 days. Now, I know I do think it will be gradually and then suddenly, but I don't think it's going to be that sudden.
Yeah, if it really does do that, we're all hanging out at Drew's house. I'm like no lie here. I'm taking a backpack and a walking stick, and I'm just heading towards his place. He has chickens, y'all. He has chickens. And, you know, maybe some other things that might be good in that type of scenario. But, yeah, Bitcoin's doing a 40X. That means milk is doing more than a 10x probably, and you know, some other things like that, you know, gas above $10 a gallon, maybe above $20 a gallon. So I'm rooting for him, but I just don't believe it. Miss the ARB airdrop. Of course, we're talking about Arbitrum. We found six smart airdrop hunters who've gotten nearly every massive airdrop in crypto. Arbitrum, Optimism, Blur, SOS, Lux, ENS, 1inch, Uni. Just over and over, you'll see so many things here. Follow their transactions and you won't miss the next airdrop. Here's another, one more down. You can see the same thing. This could be the best airdrop hunter in all of crypto. Has claimed more than any other address on Ethereum. Possesses the highest degen score ever. So if you want to look into, hey, I think I missed out on some, you know, some airdrops. I'm trying to read these tweets. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm missing out on all the cool stuff. It's like they're doing the cool stuff and then they'll tweet about it 24 hours later. So they get all the airdrops. Yeah. Follow the wallets. You'll see it in real time. So I think there's a lot of valuable information there. I'm going to dig into it when I have some time. What do you think about tracking wallets for airdrops? That's really a strategy I haven't thought of before.
Yeah, I didn't really think about it too much until you just mentioned. I think that's really good advice, especially if you find ones like that you just outlined there with a really good hit rate, really good success rate. Watch what they're doing, not what they're saying. It's what we say all the time.
We're talking about the number one degen score in all of Ethereum, guys. That is nuts. So, I mean, the proof's in the pudding now. Hey, maybe they're going to get wise to, hey, they're following me. They're watching me. Keep tracking these wallets. They're going to be new ones. They'll pop up again. The smart nerds, they'll figure it out. They're like, oh, they moved it. Here's the new wallet. And get in on that information. You ready for a blast from the past?
Sure.
This day in crypto, we're going back 3 years. Okay. March 20, 2020, a lot of 20s there.
Yeah.
Coronavirus, Friday, March 20. Paper money shunned by some businesses and consumers for fear of COVID-19 spread. This is a nonprofit bookstore in Chicago. Sent an email asking individuals, do not use cash. Also, diners in Washington State have also stopped accepting cash. And delivery services like Grubhub, DoorDash, and others have instituted no-contact deliveries. And they've either stopped offering cash as a payment option or actively discouraging it. Even the Fed Reserve has taken efforts to make sure the money supply is not contaminated. Banknotes circulating are being quarantined for 7 to 10 days as precautionary measure, according to the Fed Reserve spokesman. This was a very scary time. We didn't know what was going on. You're getting deliveries, you know, dropped off, and you're like leaving them in your garage for 8 hours, and you're spraying it down with Lysol as you're like, shh. And then you're like running away, you know, running away back into your kitchen. You're like, all right, I hope that Lysol worked. All right. You know, you're like grabbing your cereal box. Oh, I'm scared. It was a different time. It was a scary time, and they're pushing us away from cash. Now you look back, it's like, oh yeah, you know, cash might have germs on it. Now you look back, well, how long did they know that it like didn't last on a surface but an hour or 30 minutes or 10 minutes or eight? I don't know what the number is, ask BJ, but I wonder how much was like, oh, we have this opportunity to freak people out when it comes to paper money. Let's milk it for all it's worth. In fact, maybe even exaggerate and maybe even fib. Oh wait, people have real stories, suppress them. Yeah. And so now you look back and it was the blind leading the blind. I was listening to some smart people. So I was always ahead of the curve. So I was freaking out early and then I was not freaking out early.